to go, but if it continue, it's just a short, everyone who speaks English in here, just a short, what happened? All of a sudden started getting cozy. Govinda Maharaj often says he used to be quite close with Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, and when he was in Vrindavan, he used to stay at Imrital Mat. And sometimes Maharaj would go there and stay up and do kirtan just on the Kadashi night. And then he told that story, Babaji Maharaj told that story of Prabhupada's sannyas ceremony, which was at Keshavji Gaudiya Math. Prabhupada had said that his Guru Maharaj had repeatedly appeared to him in a dream, Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, and it called him. Prabhupada said, literally, he was calling him, which meant he was calling him to leave family life and preach. And Prabhupada's reaction was sort of, he didn't know how he was going to be able to do that. But ultimately, his circumstances had it. Prabhupada just left at a certain point, and that's when he really retired to Jhansi. And Jhansi was the place where Lord Ramachandra lived when he was in exile. And so Keshav Maharaj Prabhupada he lived at his mat, and he used to edit their newspaper, he used to write for them also. And then of course when he had his place in Vrindavan, first Vamsi Gopal Mandir and then Radha Damodar, so Keshav Maharaj encouraged Prabhupada. He says, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, you should take sannyas. Mm-hmm. Says, without, you want to go preach, but without taking sannyas, how can you preach? And so Prabhupada said that this was again Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur speaking through his godbrother. So on this day then, Prabhupada went, and there was this other very older gentleman who was 92. He became Muni Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada became Swami Maharaj. So Prabhupada's actual sannyas name is Swami. There weren't so many people. It wasn't a big ceremony. And Srila Prabhupada was at the, he and this Muni Maharaj, they were sitting there. And Babaji Maharaj was doing kirtan, playing drum. And Narayan Maharaj was doing the ceremony and chanting mantras and so on. And So Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said that when they were chanting the mantras and pouring ghee on the fire. Then Narayan Maharaj would tell Babaji Maharaj to chant quieter. And then Prabhupada, when you sang, Prabhupada would go like this. He would say, chant, meaning chant louder. And so then Babaji Maharaj said, I realized that then Swami Maharaj, he had so much faith in Krishna's holy name, and that in his preaching he would do great things because of that great faith in the power of Krishna's name, that ultimately whatever ceremony there is, the most important thing is the chanting of Hare Krishna. And if the chanting is there, then whatever shortcoming there may be, that's filled in any other ceremony. And similarly, that's also in our Krishna consciousness. There may be so many things that are actually lacking in terms of sadhan, sadachar, all different aspects of deity worship, and so on. But if the chanting is there, then the chanting will bridge kirtanadi krishnasya mukta sangha param bhaja. Then the Krishna kirtan, that will cover all of those things. And that was Srila Prabhupada's great faith. And Prabhupada instilled that faith in devotees who, like Gokumar really didn't know very much. But he just had faith in this mantra that he received from his spiritual master. And by having faith in that mantra, he ultimately became more versed, more learned, and became qualified to enter into Goloka. So like that, faith, that is, even today, although it's Prabhupada's sannyas ceremony, 1959, so 55 years ago, and so that was one of the significant things. And of course, Prabhupada's taking sannyas, then he felt that, yes, now I've really, because I fulfilled the order of Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, then he was actually ready. Because now that full empowerment of a spiritual master to preach, that will be realized. Ultimately, that is what that sannyas. Sannyas is a requirement for all Vaishnavas to achieve. Some take it externally through sannyas ceremony, and because they realize it internally. Others just manifest it internally, for instance, women. But ultimately, everyone has to become a sannyasi. Sannyasi means satnyas, that you give up everything for Krishna. Mami kam sharanam braja, sarva dharma parityaja, that is sannyas. And so sannyasi cha yogi cha cha niragina chakriya. So that's and ultimately, the ultimate sannyasis, topmost sannyasis, are the gopis. They're the greatest sannyasis. They didn't take sannyas. their family, people, married ladies, but still, because their standard of renunciation supersedes that of everyone else, therefore ultimately they are the topmost sannyasis. And that's reflected in that when someone actually takes sannyas, then one receives what is called sannyas mantra. And that sannyas mantra expresses that one takes shelter of the mood of the gopis. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Nitai Gopi Mandi.